a DJ. Gonna make you sweat.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Okay. I think we're going to wind things down right now. That was a wonderful visit that we had, and boy, I love showing off WMFO Studio A. The people, Jesse Weeks and there's so many other people who have contributed to making this an incredible place. So I think we're pretty much done with my sound collage this evening, and thanks so much for tuning in. Sorry for the technical problems that we had. I do expect to be back again next week, and we'll have another sonic montage for you. I don't know quite what it is, and maybe I'll just, what did we do? We listened to a 20th century transsexual history lesson by Professor Joanne Meyerowitz, who has written a couple of books, but one on that subject in particular, Christine Jorgensen. And then we heard from T-Rex, Cosmic Dancer, from their album Electric Warrior 71. And then Chic, Dance, 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 Yowza, Yowza, Yowza. And maybe we heard DJ Bobo, Gonna Make You Sweat. So I'm going to turn things over to our Rick Deckard automation here, and I will bid you a good evening. Now we'll see how that all goes. Yeah, what do we got for
you? I like the snake on your diet. Do I like the eye?
Okay, I'm going to try changing some things. We might have a little technical issue, but I won't leave until I get everything.
Yeah.
motorcycle. '50s baby doll dress for my idol. It only takes 2 hours to Nevada. I wear your sparkle. You call me your mama. Let me put on the show for you, daddy. Let me put on.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. Know Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
with your host, FR. Fridays at 10 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Perfect time. I'll tell you everything that I hate. You wanna mess with my body? Well, I'ma mess with your mind. They say that opposites attract. It's fucked up every time.
Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Young man, it's been so heavy for you. You must have felt so alone. The anguish and pain. I should have known. With such a heavy burden. You had to carry all on your own. Forgive me, son. I should have known. So close your eyes and feel the light. Shine like a sun, young gun. See how far you've come. You are hiding.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Debut, that's a hefty pull. This generation's not free.
before. On an awfully other planet. We spoke. I was broken. On a big cartoon. I was jammed up in nothing. You fool. Left a message in the sand. It's true. You picked it right up. You played it. For me. Before. On an awfully other planet. I was broken on a big cartoon. I was jammed up in nothing beautiful. Left a message in the sand. It's true. You picked it right up. You played it.
Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives a former talk show host. Everybody knows his name. He said there's no doubt about it, it was a myth, the fingerprints. I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same. Well, the sun gets weary and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the Blackhead town. Now somebody says, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you, this is all around the world. Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, there's a former army post, abandoned now just like the war. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's what that old army post was for. Well, the sun gets bloody and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the Blackhead town. Somebody said, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you, this is all around the world. Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone.